Central Africans began heading to Chad in 2003 at the beginning of fierce fighting within the Central African Republic. But waves of violence over the past year in CAR pushed more people to come to Chad. Mohamed Marafa was a driver from Bouzoum, CAR, just over the border of Cameroon. We speak to him in his tent where you can hear a chicken in the background. He was driving some Central African priests when anti-Balaka militia surrounded the car.
They made me get out of the car. They tied me up with a rope. They attacked me and cut me with a machete on the shoulder. And then they hit me with a stick on my calves and hurt me.
He shows us how they tied him up.
They brought my elbows behind my back and tied them to my feet.
He was bent in two. MINUSCA, the UN peacekeeping force, rescued Mohamed and brought him to the border with Cameroon.
After I was tortured, I didn't feel well. So when I arrived in Diba, I went to the hospital, but while I was there for 3 days, they didn't have any medication. However, I feel a lot better. Sometimes I'm sore.
Mohamed is still upset that anti-Balaka ripped up his driver's license, however. They took his ID, money, and telephone, but he can't get a job without his driver's license. Mohamed was rescued, but Gloria wasn't. Gloria, not her real name, is a 20-year-old refugee. Wearing a bright red head wrap and a turquoise T-shirt, her sad eyes reflect the trauma she's endured. We're sitting in her hot tent because she's taking care of her brother's daughter. She looks down at the floor when she speaks.
I was raped by an armed group. During that time, I lost my parents and I had no one who could help me. I got pregnant from the rape and I became a refugee. When I was 4 months pregnant, I lost the baby. It just happened. It wasn't me who did it. I don't know if I've been infected or not.
She worries that the rapist might have given her HIV. She says that she's suffering here at the refugee site.
If I see a man, I don't know, I get so scared. I'm afraid that this man could rape me, like what already happened. That's how I feel.
And people who know her in the camp avoid her.
I'm traumatized because the others have rejected me. They all know I was raped. Those from the same region as me know I was raped because someone told everyone, so everyone knows. They couldn't keep a secret.
And some, while feeling safe at the refugee site, really just want to go back home. 22-year-old Umar Hassan from Bukaranga came to Difa 1 refugee site 1 year ago. But he heard that the fighting had stopped, so he crossed back over the border in April.
I was happy to go home, and when I arrived, I fell into the hands of criminals. It was the armed group anti-Balaka. I am Muslim, and they know me, so that's why they attacked me and injured me.
Umar shows us the machete scars on his back and arm where the 8 anti-Balaka guys attacked him. UN blue helmets were on patrol and rescued Umar, however.
Thanks to MINUSCA, who grabbed me. They saved my life. They brought me to the border, and I went back to the refugee site.
He says that he's not going back anytime soon because he knows there's no peace in the Central African Republic. Reporting for RFI from Difa 1 refugee site in southern Chad, this is Laura Angela Bagnetto.